Shabbat Shalom everyone. We are now in this two connected parashot Acharei Mot Kedoshim. In Hebrew it became a term that we can use together. Acharei Mot, after somebody dies. Kedoshim, holy. You should say is holy. Therefore you would never say something bad about somebody after his death. This week was actually the memory day for the loss of my father. My father was a righteous person. Honestly, I really saw him as a righteous person, and I always remember how much I've learned from him just to be a better person. So may these words are going to be dedicated in his memory. After last week portion, we talked about the death of the two sons of Aaron. And this week portion, we started off with Yom Kippur, the holy days of the holiest days, the days of really being in the most highest moment in the world. It's the time of the year, the holiest time, in the holiest place, and the holiest person, the high priest, goes inside the Holy of Holy, into the temple, and he, for a couple of minutes there, being sacrificing almost his life in the verse of praying for his nation. This is the highest moment, and this is something that in the end of the stories of the Second Temple, we know about people walked in, never walked out. The process of purifying yourself and getting connected to this is something, it's a long process. This is basically the whole procedure of Yom Kippur. The day of anointment is so critical that we read how much process was done to it. They had to learn all the different laws. They had to change their clothes from gold to white. They had to purify themselves. It was such a holy and long ceremony that you even had a replacement in case something would happen to the high priest. It was such a big event. It was such a powerful moment. In Yom Kippur, in this prayer, we also sing together until this day, oh, what holy was it, and a holy sight to see the high priest surviving and living the temple. I'm giving all this important introduction to ask a simple question. Why is that? That just before this amazing moment, we need to begin to start, and we're reminded of what happened with the two sons of Aaron. The answer is this. Dear High Priest, this is a warning to you. Acharei Mot Kedoshim. There's something problematic in being a holy person. Yes, on an individual level, we know we all try to purify ourselves and be holier and be better people. But there's a problem. Sometimes people, high-ranking people, people with public positions, sometimes they feel as they're being purified and holy and more advanced that this is only connected about them. It's their story. What do I mean? I mean that we know from many different incidents in life that there is a time that somebody that is supposed to be the servant of the people becomes the story about him. He is the person that everybody respects. He is the person that everybody's happy to see. He understands the power he have. He understands how much energy he brings to the room, to the table. And he just gets used to it. And in a way, by being more purified, by being holier, he forgets you are representing the people. You know what happened to the two sons of Aaron? They sacrificed the fire that wasn't the right one. One of many explanations is the fact that they just felt really comfortable about themselves. It became their own story. We are the main people. We are the main event. The people that sense me, I don't care about that. It's about me. It's about myself. It's about my needs. And it's about my holiness and my purity. In the highest moment of the year, this is the warning that shouts very strong to the people. You are the holiest person on the holiest moment. Don't forget who sent you. You are there only by the power of the people. You are there only to serve as the people's messenger or the people's voice to God. Moshe was exactly that. He never catched himself as an individual. It was always about the people. Therefore, many times he said, you can erase me from the story. You can erase me from the book. I am not the story. in many events, he took himself to say, if I am the problem or if they are the problems, I am not the story. The one time that he continued and he was angry about the people of Israel, about something they did, he was punished heavily. You are not the story. Our sages explain to us that in a very simple way, by going to the four species we use in the festival of Sukkot. We're using a citrus and we're using this palm, we're using the merits and all of that to tell you that there's a difference between all of them. And we know that the citrus is the most advanced one. Good smell, tastes good. It's like something that is really different than all the others. You can see this is not just a piece of leaf. This is a serious fruit. Also, we examine it, we check it, it's nice. Don't get confused. Just because you are above others, it doesn't give you any privilege. Because if you are not with all of them together, none of you count. If one of the parts of the four species, you take them out, then it's not kosher. The four together work. Only if the citrus and the other species are together, in the name of everybody, then you can stand alone and say, maybe I'm a bit more than others, but only if you're part of them. In the world we are standing today, we see leaders a lot of the times that look at themselves, and sometimes you get the feeling that you forgot. You forgot that you were sent by the people. Everything you have is because of the people. You represent the people and you owe them everything. The very essence of what Israel is going through in the political perspective is that sometimes people forget that. And some people try to change the leader and say the people did not elect you. It's very simple to show. It's the weekly portion. I'm not going to politics, but this is the question I want to leave with you. Whenever we see somebody who tends to forget his mission, his goal, who sent him? Who brought you to the position? Remember, you represent the people, you are part of them. And a very final insight is that we see the story comes together in a different portion of the Nazir. Nazir, in English, it's being translated wrong, I think, to a monk. He's somebody that decides to be holier. He has a long hair. He doesn't go next to dead people. He doesn't eat grapes, like Samson. When he finishes the part of being this Nazir, this being holy for a couple of months, years, or whatever, he needs to sacrifice. Some explains that he's sacrificing to say, I've sinned and I didn't enjoy life. But I want to say something else. Maybe he's sacrificing a sinner's sacrifice to say, I wasn't part of the group. It was about me. I wanted to be holy, and in the process, I was disattached and disconnected to the people. Maybe it is something to reflect about. Whenever we do something, let's try to look to the left and to the right and think, what about the people? What about my people? What about my community? What about the surrounding area? Wish us all a Shabbat Shalom.